Blog Talk Radio.
Praise and thanks. Mojuba Akoda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluami, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Arabami, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we invite you to participate in our weekly conference calls. The number to dial is area code 712 432 1500, and the access code is 220981#. Again, every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join us on our weekly conference call, 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220981#. We also ask that you please support our sponsors, Manhood Racing Culture. James Jones is the proprietor of Manhood Racing Culture, and he's an excellent author as well, and writes several articles several times a week when he's up and running. And we send our love and appreciation to Dr. Jones. Reach out to him on Facebook as James Jones, as well as on the World Wide Web on manhoodraceculture.com. Also, our second sponsor, Unity Design, where Arlie Gordon is the president. Arlie Gordon can be reached on Facebook as Arlie Gordon III, also on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And Unity is spelled UNITEE. So please reach out to our sponsors because we could not be on the air if it were not for them. This is going to be a very short broadcast tonight, y'all. There has been a delay in schedule for the Baba that's here in Cincinnati, performing a celebration of indigenous culture. He is the Baba of Eshu, Bale Eshu of Asogbo. Yeah, he's been delayed. I'm sure that he's somewhere doing work, but I have not heard back from the sister I was working with to coordinate tonight's timing. And it's already a quarter after six, so I don't want to hold anyone else up. It is a Friday night. It's beautiful here in Cincinnati. And, you know, if they're in with boots on the ground and doing good work in the community, I want them to be able to continue to do that. So I apologize to all the listeners who are looking forward to tonight's broadcast. But, again, there's been a delay in the Baba schedule, and, you know, there's only so much I can do as the host. So if you'd like to hang out for a little while, you're feel free to push the number one, and we can go ahead and dialogue about what's going on in the community. But if not, I'm going to play a little bit of music, and then I'm probably going to go ahead and close out. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to Sign of the Times, and we appreciate you very, very much. So this is Queen Tahir. You're listening to Sign of the Times Radio, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. We appreciate your sponsorship and your support. Please also reach out to us if you'd like to see a specific topic covered on Sign of the Times, if you'd like to have a specific guest here. Please reach out to us and let us know. You can hit me up on Facebook as Queen Tahira, also on New Power Radio Network and Sign of the Times, of course. And the phone number directly to us here in Cincinnati, Ohio, is area code 513-365-4764, 513-365-4764. Please reach out to us because we'd like to reach out to you. Thank you. I'll see you all on the backhand side. If not, definitely on Tuesday with a dialogue on hip-hop, of course, because it's hip-hop and politics on Tuesday. Okay, I'll talk to y'all soon, y'all. Peace.
My ability.
Genesis chapter 11 verse 10 explains the genealogy of Shem. Shem was a black man in Africa. If you repeat this fact, they can't laugh at you.
Yes,
Genesis
guys.
14 verse 13.
Abraham.
Tonight, we're not through. I'm gonna drop a new style.
ignorant is rich to silverine. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? Cause I don't accept everything that you're telling us. What are you selling us? The creator dwelling us. I see in your unknown past while you're failing us. I failed to track this fighting with your reason. You're trying to make me you by season. Off my mind with CJ Run. See John Walk in a hardcore New York. Come on now, it's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in the foolish ebony, African history should be tucked up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See spot, run, run, get a spot. Insulting to a black mentality, a black way of life or a jet black family. So I include but one concern that you must learn.
Yo, Chris.
Whoa. Hold up, see. Hold up, see. We're gonna see if they're really ready to be. Are y'all having fun tonight? I said, are y'all having fun tonight? I believe that if you teach in history, deal with straight up back, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught. Cause black and white kids both take short. When one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorance swoops down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? Well, Eli Whitney, Holly Selassie, Granville Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Vladimir improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic light. Harriet Tubman sent the planes at night. Madam CJ Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be hard, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system, one that caters to a black return. Because you must learn.
What up, cameraman?
The DSR home! We're not through with the ragga stuff. We're not through with the ragamuffin stuff yet, man. Akibu Lan is the original name of Africa, now stripped of its fame. It's good to know that in ancient times, Egyptians developed all sciences of the mind to the point where they ruled the planet. But Rome, Greece, and Persia wasn't having it. They attacked and won the war, but it wasn't enough. They had to get to the core. Cause in that time, it was Akibu Lan that moved religion, politics, and man. In order to destroy the Egyptian race, they had to wipe the sciences from off the face of the planet. So they proceeded to banish and replace it with Christianity. And it's been that way all the way to today. Learn what we teach, hear what we say. But here comes the case of the S, the O, the N, the E, the B, D, P, and we rhyme intelligently. Let me continue with Theodosius, a Greek ruler not known to most of us. He, in the 4th century A.D., proved the Egyptians fools, you see. 2 years later, Justinian ruled. 6 A.D., was it for school? As a result, ignorance had swirled over Christian Europe and Greco-Roman world. This went on for 1,000 years of ignorance, stupidity, and tears. Now comes the 17th century hardness. Europe began to come out of its darkness. So Johann F. Blumenbach, a German, came out of nowhere and started confirming white supremacy and men of color. Before this time, all men were brothers. It was Johann who went on to say, there are 5 different colors in the world today. That's Caucasian, Malayan, and Mongolian, American, Indian, and Ethiopian. Yet, the ignorance gets scarier. He believed white was superior. According to his idiotic fountain, the purest whites were from the Caucasus Mountains. J.A. Govender and H.S. Chamberlain both supported this outrageous racism. This went on to what the master race should be and why they killed the Jews in Germany. Here is the reason why I'm so concerned, because you must learn. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Check this out.
Balance. never break my spirit, futile to even try. I learned to love instead of hate, that's the reason why I am on my square, in the midst of chaos, channeling the spirit, without a seance. It's my nature band, mother nature's plan, calling the four corners with a snake in hand. Symbolically, I am the tree, deep roots, many branches for the family. As Kundalini rise, charging the left side, altered the nostril breathing, let the stress ride. Aura like lavender, calm and soothes you, build and destroy, born to improve you. Really simple, ain't it? Nothing new is ancient, sacred sentences, cracking the coded matrix. Copal resin over charcoal, repelling agents, intoxicating every breath, white velvet fragrance. I am the great mother, the cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, of the immortal, stars align, open portals. I am the great mother, cosmic womb, source of life, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, of the immortal, stars align, open portals. First teacher, light breeder, bearing fruit, sharing truth, healing, taking care of you, mentally preparing you. The vast is the womb, tassels, umbilical cord, one heart, one mind, one accord, birthing elos, as above, below, compliment the heroes, to the point like zero, Zio, reflection in the moon, sun shining, original, not plagiarized, heaven lies between her thighs, home on the throne, with the king she belong, backbone, rider live, survival imperative, in natural order, love and honor, Morocco to California, empress queen, mother daughter, all life begins in water, sunflower, lotus bloom, honeysuckle, first womb, jade crystal, moonstone, master self, move on, copper arm, activate, opening the stargate, charging up the universe, spoke the name of God first. I am the great mother, the cosmic womb, source of light, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, of the immortal, stars align, open portals. I am the great mother, cosmic womb, source of light, ocean, sonic boom, DNA, of the immortal, stars align, open portals.
Peace, everybody. This is Queen Tyra. You're listening to Sign of the Times, Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank everyone for their continued sponsorship, especially Brother Starboy. Brother Starboy, you know, I know that you are working, you have a family, and you do everything that you can to help and support Sign of the Times as well as the UAC. I'm going to go ahead and open you up. I just want you to know that I really appreciate you and appreciate your continued support. I know you hadn't planned on calling in tonight, but, you know, sometimes we plan and some, you know, plans get made around us. So I appreciate you being willing to upset your schedule to be here on the air with me tonight. What's going on?
Not much. This, hey, we family, and family's going to always have each other's back, especially when it comes to the back. You know what I mean? So black power isn't black power without black support. Feel me?
That's right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate you, comrade. We, you know, it's funny that we as a group of people, you know, as Africans in this clusterfuck of the United States that we're stuck in right now because of being kidnapped from the continent, you know, so many people talk about change. So many people talk about what we need to do. So many people talk about, you know, what good ideas, you know, this, that, and the third is, but very rarely do people stick to it long enough to really see change come into fruition. You know, you and I have watched this thing you know, go up and down. It's like riding a roller coaster almost that we are refusing to get off of because we are committed to doing what we say and saying what we do. And it's just it's almost disheartening, Brother Starr, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I see so many things in this city that could be done and should be done but aren't. I see so many things in this nation that could be done and should be done that aren't. And so, you know that Million Man March just happened. That seemed like a dog and pony show, just to be honest. And you know, where are things supposed to go from here? You know, I just don't get it. Like, why do we have a tendency to talk more than we do when there's so much work that still needs to be done? And I'm going to get off my soapbox. I yield to you.
Well, you just did a prime example, a mouthful. One is, when you have people like our so-called black leaders, okay, like a Farrakhan, which I tend to call Farrakhan now, okay, this fool will come up with all this scheme and all this plan to so-called, you know, getting people all excited, which I think that was just a propagated mirage that he was putting up to, you know, get people to get pumped up about this Million Man March. You know, talk about either, you know, pretty much, you know, either the police going to stop killing us or else and blah, 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 and how he was going to get all these people to come do this and do that, right? Then when we get there, we're seeing these fools are incorporating people that don't even look like us up into the mix. And they're the ones also, too, that they have set up on out there selling the food and selling everything. And then on top of that, we got Chicago right now that is suffering, okay, that is suffering. I mean, every day, I mean, people are getting killed by the hundreds in Chicago, okay, which is where Farrakhan is stationed, the headquarters of NOI, okay, and where I grew up, okay. So, and Chicago is suffering not only financially, but also, you know, amongst the people, you know, we're dying left and right, right? So, okay, you're in this particular environment. You're in this community we call Chicago. I'm talking about Chicago. But yet you decide that you're going to go all the way across, all the way up more north, okay, into Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, which is not even – which is governed by itself, by the way, because that's where the damn government is that run this mother, okay? You're going to go all the way across there, okay? They have all the money. They don't need no assistance. And you're going to put a million-man march in that particular area, in that particular state and environment, okay, to make them all the money. When right there in Chicago, where you at, need that same money and that same attention that you are getting that particular, you're getting Washington, D.C., okay? So it's people like him, or our so-called leaders, okay, that's causing all this distraction from people who are actually genuine, okay? Because, see, they have the ability to create, you know, a mass distraction. Okay, we here, you know, simple, you know, people like you and myself, though we might, you know, we have certain venues that can reach a certain mass of people than maybe the average person, still, even the average person that's in within the community can't reach the masses like these so-called leaders can. So we are limited to what we can do. So when we hear the regular person is trying to do something right and genuine, and then we have these son of a guns like Farrakhan who can, in fact, you know, conjure up the masses, so to speak, and get a certain amount of masses unified because he has certain people behind him, okay, certain support behind him, and we know what that certain support is, okay, because if you ask me, he ain't working for us, okay, so. When you have people like that can, you know, get a mass of people to distract us from people like you and me, we'll never get anywhere because we're going to seesaw. And I always notice that whenever we have people like myself or yourself, or, you know, people are actually sincere and they're actually making progress, all of a sudden here comes one of our so-called leaders coming with some bull crap to distract the movement. That's not ironic, and it's not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
That is purposely, systematic, and methodically done. So that's where we have our issues, because, you know, when we busting our butt and then somebody sees someone like a Thurka, oh, man, I want to be a part of history. I want to be a part of history. Not I want to change something or I want something to get done. I want to be a part of history. More people are more concerned about being a part of history than actually changing history. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's our problem. That's the problem that we're having right now. Okay? Too many people want to be a part of history, but nobody want to do the work done to change history. You know, and I'm getting sick and tired just like you. I really am getting sick and tired. Because like you said, not everybody, because the average person, like here at work, right? I talk to my brothers here at work. I speak some knowledge. Some of them was, you know, very few of them were sitting and listening. And they were like, man, dude, I appreciate that. And then the rest of them will come with, what is that going to do for me? What does that
mm-hmm.
do my time now? But what fools don't realize, what some of these fools don't realize, let me not call it fools because some of them just don't know, okay? What they don't realize is, like Marcus Garvey said, if you don't know your history, you're like a tree without root. You ain't going to never survive. You're going to die. And that's the truth, sis. If we don't know nothing, we're not going to, if we don't know who we are to begin with, how are we even going to begin to talk about we're going to make change? How are you going to change what you don't know what the hell to change? Because what you think they're doing or what's going on with you is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there's supposed to be, because there was so much backlash from the Million Man March, first of all, there were two different types of things between the first Million Man March and what took place the other week. The first Million Man March was held on a business day. In Washington, D.C. It was held on a Monday. This march was held on Saturday. Big difference in the amount of traffic, in the amount of people doing business. They may as well have had a hip-hop concert or a yard sale because those are the kinds of activities that you do on a Saturday. You know, social events, social type of events. But when you have the ability to make a footprint in, you know, the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C., you do it on a day where there are people there, where there are people conducting business, where you can get more attention. This did not get any sort of media attention to the scale. Not even BET, as raggedy as they are and as sellout as they have gotten, and as far as they've gotten away from black programs, they didn't even sponsor, a footage of the Million Man March for fear that it may drive away some of their white watchers, their white viewers. So that's why they claim they didn't have live coverage of the Million Man March. There were some very good speakers there, but that's just typical of, you know, folks who have been trained to be soothsayers. They'll say just about anything that they have to say to get people's attention, to get people's unity, and most of all, to get people's money. I know that there's been a certain alliance that, you know, Brother Malcolm spoke on before they assassinated him on how the NOI was in partnership with the Ku Klux Klan. They're also, you know, right now, today, in 2015, the NOI has a partnership with, L. Ron Hubbard and Scientologists. And even those people who are a part of, the NOI now, they're starting to talk the Scientology language. They're almost like hypnotized puppets, brothers. And so, Brother Farrakhan has that charisma because he's so well-trained, because he, you know, insists on a certain protocol and demeanor with those who fall up under him. I think there, I don't know how many levels of X's there can be, but there, you know, there's, you know, people all the way up to 15, I think, that spoke on that day, the most recent Million Man March. But anyway, you know, they spoke about some very relevant things, but, you know, how can you say one? They say one thing, and they do or don't do, you know, something completely opposite. And it's almost as if, you know, it was just a payday for them. And the only thing that I've heard is to boycott Christmas and boycott New Year's Day and Valentine's Day. And it's just rhetoric. And, you know, with real no real tangible agenda on, you know, by this certain date, this is what we want to accomplish. By this date, you know, this is how much money we plan on raising. By this date, this is what we're going to invest in or reinvest in, because at one time the NOI had money. They had land, they had shopping centers, they had schools, they had daycares. I think they even had a health facility, if I'm not mistaken, all there in Chicago. And those things are gone now. So, you know, how can we be so gullible over and over again and keep giving people our money, time, and attention who aren't doing anything? And here it is, you know, there's people like you, myself, Brother Roman's on the line. There are folks who are really committed to making change happen, and we can't seem to get the people to come on board. You know, it's almost as if they'd rather have the bling than have, you know, real tangible change.
And that's exactly what it is. Like I said earlier, they're rather the accolades, you know, of what certain things will bring instead of actually doing what's necessary to, you know, achieve, you know, real and true, you know, progress. You know, because nobody wants, like they said, everybody wants to be a chief, but nobody wants to be the Indian. You know, and that's the type of mentality in the world in which we live in nowadays, is nobody wants to do the footwork because the system that we have is so dumbed down. I mean, people don't even know how to do simple mathematics anymore, arithmetic anymore, because why? They have a calculator, even in the phone that they have, and they can do the math, and they can type numbers in, and the damn thing will do the math for them. So we live in a world where people are more even dumbed down. They're so dumbed down that, in a sense, they can't do or they can't comprehend or function without actually, in a sense, being told what to do. So what are we? We're pretty much robots. So that's why people like Farrakhan can come in, right, and distract us. I mean, distract millions of people, right, from someone like me and you who is actually genuine and sincere. And he can distract them with just a bunch of gas darn, you know, rhetorics that really and truly, that's all they are, a bunch of rhetoric that falls short of whatever it is. Because my thing is, how you, okay, you have this Million Man March, but okay, did you tell people how they can make money? Did you tell people how you can help them to make money? Did you tell people, you know what I'm saying, how you going to, did you tell people you're going to help them? I mean, really and truly, what did y'all do? Y'all really didn't do nothing but waste people time, okay? And if you ask me, sis, this, like I said, this is all propagate. Call it conspiracy all you want, but this is all propagate because the math just don't add up. You did it on a Saturday, for one, like you said. It wasn't really a business day, okay? Yeah, you might say, well, you're expecting people to be off and it would come. No, not really, because people probably choose to go somewhere else than to be going to no damn Million Man March, especially when they talk about traffic and all that mess. And secondly, you know what I'm saying? Nobody really covered this thing, okay? As controversial as whatever the situation was, I've never not seen media not cover anything controversial, okay? Mm-hmm. So you mustn't cover it because you knew what was going to go down on there, and y'all already made that arrangement to do just that. Not, you know, put on a front, but when it comes down to it, that's all it is. It was just a front because you're not going to give it any attention any damn way, but you're just going to put it into these black folks' head that, hey,
This is something y'all can look forward to and see. We give a damn and see your black leaders give a damn. Because many of us was pretty much giving up on our black leaders anyway. So here comes Farrakhan to show, oh, yeah, see, I care. And this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm going to do. No, you didn't do nothing. You made money for the goddamn capital of the goddamn country. You didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You didn't make any black any richer what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the people them that were there and were benefiting from the economical boost anyway were all what? White vendors. White vendors. Black event, white vendors. So again, who did that, where did that benefit us? You know, where did that benefit us? Nowhere. Nowhere. At all.
Yeah, we've got two callers in queue. I just want to say this real quick, is that, you know, I know people personally who scraped together money to make that trip. And it's at least a 5-hour drive from Cincinnati to Washington, D.C., and you pretty much have to put the metal in order to get there in that amount of time frame. And, I refuse to do it. You know, I refuse to do it for the reason that, one, you know, I'd rather spend my money on a local level. Two, I'd rather take that money and actually see something that I can feel, touch, taste, or smell. spend that money on something real than you know, rent a car and pay gas and have to get a hotel. I mean, there were millions and millions of dollars made in Washington, D.C., during the Million Man. Yes. So, I mean, we got to do better. That's all it comes down to. I'm getting ready to open up Brother Roman first. Peace, Brother Roman. Thank you. Welcome to Sign of the Times. You're buffering, so let me know if your mic is opening or not. It's still buffering. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to re-cue you in. Let me try Brother Mandela Khan. Let me see if he'll open. And see, this is another thing that's some bullshit. Blog Talk Radio. I've noticed that Blog Talk has begun to add pop-up ads when you log on to listen to rebroadcast. And in doing that, you know, of course it's, in their mind, upgrading and, you know, making better, I guess, use of the audience that they're continuing to build. But we're paying for this service. They're not paying us to be here. We're paying them. So not only are they making money from the advertisers, they're making money from the people who are using Blog Talk Radio, and they can't seem to get this shit right. So for all of you who are
crashing.
Yeah, so if you could email Blog Talk Radio at support@blogtalkradio.com and give them a piece of your mind and let them know we've got callers that have been getting cut off. There have been callers who have tried to call and heard nothing but elevator music. I'm getting feedback from folks like, what's going on with the show? What's going on with the broadcast? Well, you know, it gets really frustrating to try to do a productive broadcast when there's so much shit from Blog Talk that we have to put up with. So, again, please write Blog Talk Radio an email. Let them know that you're a listener Sign in the Times, and you're pissed off as I am about the fact that we're paying for a service that they can't seem to get right. Welcome, Brother Roman. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, Queen. How about you?
I'm pissed off, but
can
I'll
you
make
hear me?
It.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I gathered that much, you know. And Star, Star Boy, how about you? How you doing, man? Good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's been a while. I don't always call in. I don't always have the quantitative information that you bring. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
But you know, I tuned in late, and even then, I got cut up. Blog Talk hung up on me. You know, so I had to call back in, and that's been happening a couple times. Almost every time I do call in, you know, every day, I get cut off of. At least twice. So,
yeah.
But you know, I know you guys been discussing the anniversary of the Million Man March, and I co-sign with you guys' take on it, and the purpose of it, and really how it was almost a useless. It was almost like a pep rally, you know. And the pep rally seemed like, you know, that's the thing we did in high school. You know, rah rah, you know. And then what? Then they play a game, and you know, and that's it. I couldn't get with, you know, I couldn't get with the money that was being spent. And I actually, I wound up working on my, you know, my plantation job that day, the march. So I wasn't able to tune in during it. So I caught a couple of little rebroadcasts and wasn't impressed hardly at all with the things that Minister Faircoon was saying. You know, I heard him make reference to Allah and Jesus.
What he is, man.
Him make reference to Allah and Jesus in the same sense. I thought that was kind of like a conflict, you know. And he mentioned how great Thomas Jefferson was. He stood there and stared at him and almost idolized Thomas Jefferson there for a moment. You know, one of the other speakers, and I don't know what his name was, you know, spoke about the vaccines and the Centers for Disease Control and the connection that they had made with Robert Kennedy Jr. or whoever, one of the Kennedys. And it's almost like he sounded like, yeah, we got connections with politicians, you know, with white politicians in America, and we're making things happen for you. It's like it felt everything about it prior to the event and after the event felt insincere to me in regards to our liberation. And you guys have mentioned a whole lot of points more in depth than I could. And all I'm trying to tell you guys is that I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know if there was anything else in this on the broadcast you were discussing prior to me actually tuning in. But with that, you know,
no.
I'm sorry.
No, hang on. Don't yield. Yeah, we're gonna open up Brother Mandelicon in a second. But yeah, we Brother Roman, it comes down to enough of us, I guess, getting sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you know, it also comes to us holding those who say that they represent us, you know, accountable. And there are strong brothers who call into Sign of the Times, but it also calls for other brothers to step forward, you know, and say, you know, Brother Malcolm was murdered by Minister Farrakhan. Minister Farrakhan has admitted to plotting Brother Malcolm, and he should be held accountable for that. And if people aren't going to hold him accountable for that, they're not going to hold him accountable for anything, you know, for anything. Yeah, and so does it come down to, my big mama always said that all money ain't good money. Does it come down to the fact that people are being pretty much paid not to say anything to this man? Or is it a fear factor of, you know, the repercussions and consequences? You know, nobody wants to end up with 3 bullets in their heart like Brother Malcolm did. I don't know if you've all ever really paid a lot of attention to that picture that is of Brother Malcolm after he has been shot and is laying on the morgue table. But they clearly had marked assassins that took Brother Malcolm out. They shot him at least 3 times in his chest. And so if you've never seen that picture, or if you have seen it and haven't really paid close attention to it, please go back and look. You know, this is something that we can't be afraid to address, especially when it comes to him being a representative of the black nation. Right now, he has more eyes on him as a quote-unquote black leader than Jesse Jackson, than Al Sharpton, than anybody else that's out there, any other coon out here saying that they represent us. He has the most attention, but he also has the most potential to turn this thing around, and it seems like he just refuses to do it. So, I don't know how we can handle this thing, and I don't know how to really address it, especially being a woman. And so I'm interested to know, you know, what solutions that you all potentially have beyond, you know, just you know, saying that what we should do, what can we do?
Well, I mean, well, we all know that the basic thing before anything is we have to have organization. And, see, that's what someone like Farrakhan has. He has the ability to organize. Why? Because he has, let's be real, this man has a nation within a nation. He is the...
You're still live, Star.
Hello?
We're here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, were you able to hear me?
Yes, we heard you.
Oh, okay. What I was saying is he has the ability. He is the epitome of black power, so to speak. Okay? I'm talking about Farrakhan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, They're not even they got their whatever they got their power, but I'm talking about Farrakhan has power because, like I said, this man has a nation within a nation. He's like another Mark. He's like a modern day Marcus Garvey, so to speak. You understand? He has the ability to create even his own sovereignty if he wants, because he has a whole nation behind him, Nation of Islam. Okay, he has a whole nation. So he, like him, we don't have that. So we're not able to organize the people like we want to, because the average Joe like you and I self, people are not going to really listen, and they're going to think that we're talking a bunch of gibberish because it's stuff that they have never heard before, so they're uncomfortable. So what can we do? I think what we can do, if we can, and if we have find some genuine people, is find people like ourselves that are willing and able to, in fact, make changes and want to make these changes, organize together to try to form some kind of little community, right? And we lead by example. If we're telling people that we should organize and build businesses, then we, people like myself and others who really are about that and want change for our people, should organize, go and join a black bank, get some money from that black bank, take that black bank money and invest it into our black community and open up a few businesses. That way, when people say, okay, so what are you about? What are you talking about? What are you going to do? Then we can say, well, not only are we talking it, but we're also walking it. And see, that's the thing. We don't have enough people to show, to demonstrate these things, okay? We don't have enough people to do that. Not even our leaders do that, because they're not opening up. I don't see Farrakhan and them talking about the opening up businesses and black community and doing this and doing that. I don't see Jesse Jackson doing it, and I don't see Jerry Curl King, Perm King, Al Sharpton doing it either. I don't see none of these guys doing these things. All I see is a bunch of talk, and that's why people don't ever pay them any attention. Okay. The only reason why Farrakhan gets attention is because, like I say, he has a nation behind him. But we need to lead that as example. It's kind of like with Facebook, what I do. People, you know, not people that's on Facebook, but Facebook is a weapon, okay? Initially, it was a project, so to speak, okay, you know, for them to see how people's going to react. And it backfires, and now they're trying to change it up because too much knowledge is being dropped with people. So in a sense, it's a weapon. So what I do on Facebook, I drop the knowledge, but I also show people and I lead by example. I tell people to invest in a home. What I've done, I bought me a house. You know what I'm saying? Because the house is 100% investment, okay? A car here and a car there and clothes there, that ain't no investment. That once you drive off the lot with a car already, you know what I'm saying, you lost $2,500 off that car. So I wouldn't even people to go and buy the brand, the newest car. I would tell people, invest your money in a house. So I did that. I tell people, look, go ahead. You should learn your history. So what I do, every time I buy my books, I share it on Facebook. Like, yo, this is what I mean when I say, hey, get to know thyself. I know on a smaller scale compared to, you know, people like a Farrakhan or whatever it is. But when people see that, and I've heard people say, look, you are an encouragement to me because what I see you do, not what just you talk about, but what I see you do encourages me to then go out and do the same. So even though it might be on a smaller scale, sometimes, you know, you can't start, you can't have an end before beginning. You understand? So that's the main thing, is that we have to lead by example and show people what you're about. And when they see what you're about and you stick to it, because that's what it's all about, you know, sticking to what it is you're doing and say, people will then start to say, okay, this person here is the truth, or they're real. And I think that's what we need, lead by example. Mm-hmm.
Ashe, I can agree with that. Brother Roman, did you have a response?
No, you know, I'm just contemplating, you know, things that I can and will do going forward. You know, being that we're both here in the same city, you know, we've had an opportunity to communicate about different things, you know. I consider myself a latecomer, although I've always been, you know, in various arenas of my personal life, you know, been considered a rebel, you know, kind of radical, you know, and that's my characteristic. But I don't like dumb stuff, you know. So I appreciate trueness, you know, and that's what I get from Sign of the Times, you know. And the co-host, to, you know, most occasions, because you bring a lot to this. So I'm a listener, but I'm also trying to combine that with doing. I don't appreciate the frontage that Farrakhan has been put to us, and when you mention his and I've, you know, always known that he was accused of being involved in the assassination of Malcolm, and along with the government, whether it's the KKK or whatever, you know, and to see him in the position that he's in now is almost a telltale sign that he is, you know, in cahoots with the government. I mean, they're protecting him because there's two, government doesn't want to expose themselves, you know, and their role in Malcolm's death, and Farrakhan is doing their work, you know. So I'm troubled. We have to, when we realize that he is the symbol of black power to a whole lot of people in America, and we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's our strongest voice, because he's 80 some years old now, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he hasn't turned over the reins of the nation to a younger person with a newer vision, you know, and he's softening up or not as tough as he used to sound, you know, he's insincere. I think they've given him a pass. They let him, when he goes on these rants, you know, it's almost like, okay, we're going to let you say that because it's a front. It's all propaganda. It seems like it's just a bunch of propaganda to me, you know,
mm-hmm.
setting the stage, making us feel good. We rah, 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 you know, Farrakhan, but they know that Farrakhan's not going to really let the dogs loose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would y'all think that it's a legacy that he's actually trying to create, you know, for his family? You know, because if you ask me, he is in a sense following the same thing that Mandela did. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where Mandela started out a rebel, and
mm-hmm.
then in the end, we saw what Mandela did, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you get to a certain age, these boys come and they approach you and they say, well, hey, you see, you're about to leave this earth, right? But this is how you can guarantee that your family live on and be taken and be well taken care of, okay? And what you need to do is we need you to form this alliance with us, and we need you to do this, and we need you to do that. And then even when you're gone, we need you to implement somebody that's going to take your spot and continue on what it is that we're doing. And I heard you said earlier, sis, you know, and I've read it up too, that he's part of, you know, he's been in cahoots with the KKK. And I don't disregard it. And I want, for one, trust that that is the case. Because if you're going to mess with Scientology, and if anybody know what Scientology is, the history of Scientology is based on racism, okay, from out of Germany, okay? So if he's going to mess with these racist-ass motherfuckers, then I can only imagine that he would mess with the KKK. And if you really want to be truthful about this whole thing, the government is one thing with the rules of power and the art of war is that you're always going to have two fronts. And what I mean by that is you're always going to have two sides that's playing against each other, but all along they all have the same damn puppet, the master.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're going to have
like the Democrats and
ones fronting. But, yes, exactly. And that's all based on ancient Greco-Roman bullcrap. There's always two fronts. Never, don't ever fall for the front or the gimmick to think that these people actually are against each other. The Nation of Islam is not against the KKK. The KKK is not against the Nation of Islam. In fact, they're all working for the same motherfucker because you have to have two different damn sides. It's just like when the Rothschilds was also supporting Hitler, but the Rothschild was also giving money to Great Britain and America and all of them to fight against each other. Because at the end of the day, them all they're going to do is they just want to make sure you give them their money back so they can recoup on their investment. Okay? That's what we see in this system. You know, and sorry to interrupt you, sis, but I just had to get that behind. I apologize.
No, it's all good. Peace, Brother Mandelicon. Welcome.
Much love, much respect. We have to right place at the right time in the right season for the right reason. And what y'all put on the table was so significant, as well as what happened in the farce the last couple Saturdays ago. And this is a scathing indictment, revolutionary revelation that exposes and permanently dismisses the four horsemen of our black apocalypse or our black genocide. And when we're looking at it, we're looking at and groups who are not with freedom, justice, and total independence of African people. We talk about the National Association for Ass-Kissing Colored People, called the NAACP, Jesse L. and Fairchild. The fact is that all four of them are anti-African to the core, and you can try to dice it up or slice it any way you want, but they work exclusively, exactly for white power, so much so that the majority of white people say they hate the NAACP, they hate Farrakhan, they hate Jesse Jackson, they hate Al Sharpton, but yet none of these four organizations has ever, nor will they, because they're all million-dollar hitters, while we are all workers and poor peasants. You will never see them all in one arena getting together and saying, all right, black people, it's time for us to come together, because that's exactly and precisely what the white power corporation supports them for, to keep the division, hoping that there'll be a race war, which is not going to happen. But when we're looking at what happened, we're looking at the four women from our past who took generations, and even though they didn't achieve their status, they got prominence. And that was Angela Davis, Sojourner Truth, Rosa Parks, and Harriet Tubman. It took them decades to do whatever they did, and we still did not achieve freedom and justice. But here's something extraordinarily important that happened in 1 year. And that 1 year, these great African women has rushed to the fore, so much so that this is why whatever was said last Saturday, they could not allow, even though you looked out in the crowd, you saw so much red, black, and green, all in the crowd, that not one revolutionary was allowed to grace that podium for a specific and exact reason. And these four women are Bree Newsom, who in 2015 shipped the Confederate flag. It wasn't the antagonistic flag against slavery, it was the independence against England, and that Confederacy flag was a split between the North and the South. But Bree Newsom, the conscious stripper, that great woman climbed up there and stripped that symbol. Then you had the angry black woman, Sister Solove, who single-handedly goes throughout the country putting forth the political sign of unification of African people. Then you had Sandra Bland, who everyone knows about. And then there was Lashonda Ned, better known as Empress Sekhmet. And we're calling for her unconditional freedom, so forth and so on. But inside of that, we're looking at Sarah Circle Bear. Sarah Circle Bear, if Black Lives Matter, we got to be all inclusive in the oppression of the greatest oppressor inside of our United States of America. It's an equal opportunity state-sponsored terrorist. Sarah Circle Bear, the same fate as Sandra Bland. And there were eight other women who were executed inside these gulags, Rostov concentration camps. They're not prisons. But what we see is that there's a great confrontation going on the ground that none of the media wants to cover. And that's the little USA under the craziest uncle called Sam, and the red, white, and blue is in full-scale confrontation with the big USA, the United States of Africa, and the red, black, and green. Now, technically, we say, well, that don't exist. But if you look on the ground right now, through Facebook and the work that the mighty Pan-African Intelligence Network has been doing about United States of Africa, you see a whole bunch of RBG this and RBG that, conscious this. This all happened in 1 year. All this happened in 1 year, you see. And you won't get it on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, or even BET. They will not show that the revolution, if there's technological advancement where it can be shown, it's being shown. And then you look at Black Lives Matter, where Black Lives Matter to 179 nations all over the world. Everybody is waiting to see what's going to happen with black people in America. Now, where we are is that we all must become the leaders that we have been waiting for. We are the ones we have been waiting for. And what you're seeing right now, and it's increasingly getting stronger and stronger, the red, black, and green is slowly and gradually on the ground taking control. You got young people who have never read the philosophies and opinions of Honorable Marcus Mazai Garvey. You got people who have never been into the UNIA. But what we see is that these young people want freedom and justice and independence. And the ironic thing about this is that most of the young women and men who are having babies, they're not naming their babies Jesse, Al, Norman, Willie, Betty, and Joe. When you ask them, why are you naming your babies these names, they say, look, I don't know. But see, here's what we know, that our brilliant heroes and heroes from the ancient days to sit is we ideologically taking the slave master's name. In other words, there's not going to be too many Kunta's very soon, too many Toby's very soon. There's going to be a whole bunch of Kunta Kinte's. So all of this is happening on the ground, and you won't get the social media to show you what's actually really happening. They won't get you to show that in Brazil, South and Central America, everybody's in solidarity with the red, black, and green. Now, that's so important for us to understand because we're going to need a rally point. We're going to need a symbol, something to technically bring us together like never before. That's happening as we speak, and all the four horsemen of our black apocalypse, they'll never do it. But what we do know is that the young and the restless, this generation is made to win the mother of all battles. We're looking at the lionesses. The lioness is the queen mothers, all the women who are seeing their families being destroyed. And when you take Sandra Bland as the resistance strain, and then you take Sister Sarah Circle Bear, who was one of the young, beautiful sisters who they did her the same way, and the other seven women, technically, I don't have their names right now, but it's so important for us to realize that state-sponsored terrorism is a thing of Uncle Sam, to where this guy don't exist, but he has a collage of organizations where you got a lot of black people working there. You know, you got black attorneys, you got black prison guards, lethal injectors, you got black judges, black policemen, and all these people who we are traditionally given a pass. Black mayors who we traditionally given a pass. But see, their asses is caught in state-sponsored terrorism. And in this state-sponsored terrorism, we see that what's happening outside this country to the other 99% of the people. And if you look at the other 99% of the people across the earth, out of the 7.5 billion, 5.5 billion of those are African or other people of color. The same people who are authorizing the state-sponsored terrorism to cut us down in the streets, attacking the old and the young, those are the same people who are authorizing what they're doing over there. And then we look at Russia and China. Russia and China is killing the terrorists that America, England, and Israel is supporting. When you look at Al-Qaeda, when you look at Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, this thing called ISIS, this is all of America and Britain's doing, so much so that ISIS got 6,500 Humvees. They say America said they stole them, but no, they didn't steal them. America gave them to them, and they gave them to them so that the people from Egypt and all the other places who want their sovereignty, integrity, and dignity and independence, Assad is not going nowhere. And if you look, Russia and China is coming to the aid of the African continent because there's a middle passage going on right now called Cali. A lot of people don't know about Cali. They look at California. But if you look at North Africa, they have women and children jumping in lifeboats, on rafts. They're jumping on inner tubes, trying to flee Africa from the tyranny that Uncle Sam and everybody has started, trying to make it up to Europe. So what you see is that the Europeans are trying to destabilize us, and they're trying to not only come back into Africa, but they're trying to flush Africa of the African people so they can get in there and keep the resources in the hands that they would like to have it. But now you got Robert Mugabe.
At the same time, though, too, though, Mandela, I mean, I understand that, and that knowledge that you spit, and I trust me, I appreciate it quite well. But at the same time, you know, what we're trying to figure out is, you know, what can we do over here? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't want to sound rude or nothing like that, but, you know, we don't have much time. So, you know, we want to get to the point. And I'm actually shutting it down at 6:30 because I'm here at work, so I can't be on the phone. Can't be on here too long. I don't know if we got any callers in the queue. Do we have any callers in the queue, sis, or anything? We want to make sure we get everybody.
Well, let me say this about this, what we're doing right now. Right now, I said, the red, black, and green in the United States of Africa, we are calling for not a boycott. See, it's all right to say, well, we're not going to spend money here and do that. What we're saying is that we're still going to have to do what we have to do to thrive and get out of this holocaust in this country. So we are putting the political wing on the ground. Pain is the political wing. We don't have a political wing. We have nothing to negotiate or bargain with, no matter what. We're saying this clear to the world, speaking truth to power, that everyone in your local sector, that RBG, they got to get behind protocol. That's the United States of Africa and the red, black, and green. This is right where the United States of Africa has to be forced politically. So in saying that, that political wing got to be built in every local sector. That way we got something to negotiate and bargain with, because if we think we just going to pick up some guns and run out here and do some revolutionary suicide shit, we ain't going to get our power back. So what the key is, the political wing has to be established first and foremost, and at the same time, we have to put our pennies, $100 bills, and all our efforts that the people support the political wing, the political wing support the people, and you don't need but a very few fighters. A very few fighters are needed. That's the first thing. And once we do that, then we'll see that we are building and we're stopping the killing and start healing internally. We're prepared to stop the killing and start building, but we have to have political wing of the pain established everywhere. The RBG is a counterfeit fake organization when they do nothing but cuss, rant, and rave, and cuss and disrespect each other, because Marcus Garvey did not bring it here to divide us. It brought us here to put us together so that we can have everything we need at home and abroad. But we must have a political wing first and foremost.
I agree with you 100% on that, my brother, regarding red, black, and green. You know, they're not representing the RBG in the manner in which, you know, their forefathers are represented. It, you know, Henry, Dr. Henry Clark, or Marcus Garvey. That's, you know, my countryman of Jamaica. And I know for a fact in Jamaica, the shit that I see these so-called RBG motherfathers be doing, especially, I've gotten into it with one of the so-called chiefs, and I had to check him, because this, he's on Facebook telling people not to cuss and use vulgar language, but yet the man, I had to check, because he was cursing out a woman that's on there, that's a friend of mine, calling all bitches and hoes, and trying to show off on what he got from what he don't have. So I agree with you there on that. So, and if I, you know, get your point and I agree with it, if I'm understanding what you're saying, and is that it, we need to organize in regards to, you know, getting the money, you know, getting the people together, getting the youngs to get the young ones to get on the page to be revolutionized. And I agree with you, because just like they go after our kids when they're young, we need to go after our kids when they're young, filling their head in the revolutionary type mindset so that they will bring it on into the future and their offspring there after that. And that, my friend, is what I am doing to with my daughter, you know, is I'm trying to get her revolutionized. I'm going to teach her to adapt, but also to go underneath the so-called, the you know, go underneath the radar, so to speak. But anyways, it's getting late, my brothers. I'm here at work, and unless the queen has something to say or anything like that, you know, we're going to go ahead and shut it down. I apologize, but, you know.
Oh, no worries, no worries. I think this was a good conversation, y'all. And, you know, Brother Star, Brother Mandelicon, Brother Roman, and other listeners who are just on, you know, Brother Mandelicon, I want you to do something for me. I need you to help us form a PAC committee. And you mentioned Brother Garvey. I know that he had laid out a certain format, a protocol. Also, Dr. Jones has mentioned that Booker T. Washington had a plan, too, for us to potentially follow. But, you know, I agree. And Dr. Claude Anderson speaks all the time about matching our politics with our economics. And unless we can control those two things, we can't control anything, because those are the first two will elevate our people. So if you could, Brother Mandelicon, I definitely would appreciate, you know, even if you want to come on the air as a guest, you know, sometime next week or the week after, and just tell us what you found out. And maybe between, say, maybe we could set a time frame from January to, say, June of 2016, what we need to do, the steps we need to take, who we need to talk to, and get all of those things in motion, because it's still October. It's late October, but, it, you know, we've got November and December, 60 days basically to get a game plan together and kick it off in January. So, you know, would you, I humbly ask that, you know, would you be willing to work with me, work with Brother Star and others who, you know, support the work of the UAC, Dr. Jones and others, and Brother Roman and, you know, Sister Isis and Sister Tink, and, you know, I could keep going. But, you know, we're all trying to achieve the same things. Would you be willing to get the ball rolling in that direction to form a political action committee?
Yes, so be it. Consider it done. Consider it done. We already got the blueprint. All we got to do is call the people to order, and we got everybody in the cities waiting to see how they can get in, where they fit in, so we can just consider that done.
Perfect.
Hashtag.
Because I love your ideas, brother. Don't ever get it twisted. We love your ideas. I admire some of the things you say. I really and truly do. So we would appreciate if you did.
Ashe. All right, y'all. Well, I'm going to let y'all get back to work, and we can get this work started. For those who are listening, we appreciate you. We love you. Join us Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our weekly conference call. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220-981-POUND. I love you, Brother Star. I couldn't do this without you.
You know, and I love everyone on this planet. And thank you, Brother Mandelicon. It's always a pleasure. And Brother Roman, hey, don't make yourself no stranger. And as always,
that's
black
right.
Power, flower, and power to the black.
Much love, much respect.
Right. Right. We'll see you on Sunday and definitely on Tuesday here on Sign of the Times. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend, everybody. Peace.
Black power.
Peace.
Black power.
in the suffering vest. Do not obey, no mistake for safe, but you can pass the test.